Go to item 14, our perchlorate cases. Mr. Briggs.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. We'll start with Eric Goldler, senior engineer, who will introduce the item and the staff.
Good morning, Chairman Young. Thank you, Roger. Members of the board. Yeah, I'd like to begin this item by taking an opportunity to introduce to you another one of our bright and shiny new engineering employees. This is Christina Seeley, sitting right here. If she looks familiar, it's because she has been a student on our staff for the last couple years and has been participating in some of the perchlorate casework and has also acted as the perchlorate advisory, community advisory group secretary for a couple years, the Olin case up in Morgan Hill. Christina comes to us from Cal Poly. She, too, is a civil environmental engineering background from Cal Poly. She's also in the process of completing her master's degree at Cal Poly. The only thing remaining is her thesis, and we're trying to get that accomplished quickly. She began permanent regional board employment about 2 years or 2 months ago in January, and in addition to being the top in her class or one of the top in her class at Cal Poly, she's also taken on competitive bicycling, and she is already one of the top in her class in bicycle racing. So we're really proud of Christina. We're very fortunate to have her on staff. Her current assignments include project management with respect to a couple Department of Defense facilities, as well as two perchlorate facilities, United Defense and Whitaker. And Christina is going to give us a brief update on the Whitaker and United Defense cases this morning. So, welcome, Christina.
Thank you, Eric. Well, good morning, Chairman Young, members of the board. Like Eric said, I'm going to be giving just a short status of the Whitaker and United Defense perchlorate sites. So first we're going to look at the Whitaker Ordnance Facility. David and I